It's 6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon Central Time. If you are listening to this broadcast, it is Thursday, January 6th. Sadly, we've spent the last hour combing through the rubble of the riot that happened 1 year ago today. But see, our problems are not just in politics in Washington. However, with the next topic we're going to spend the next hour talking about, there are a lot of issues here because America is not prepared for what we are going to be discussing. Our toll-free number, 844-769-2944. Dave Krieger here with you on the Power Hour. Here's the thing. There's this little stuff out there called electromagnetic pulse. It happens in various shapes and sizes, and it's been tested since the 60s. And we know about it. We've known about it forever and a day. In fact, there was a committee that President Trump put together that was disbanded in 2018 that issued a report that basically said if America gets hit with an EMP attack, now that stands for electromagnetic pulse, there's three different phases of it, E1, E2, and E3. And if it happens as a result of a nuke being launched overhead, we will be in the dark ages in a split second. And there is not much hope for America, as the report issued by the Trump administration said that 9 out of 10 Americans will be dead within 1 year. Now imagine being in the dark ages, and then imagine there's something we can do about it. And to that end, we have Andrew Butchin, who is the CEO of EMP Shield, which is a Kansas company that has launched a product that I even have, my wife and I each have one of these in our vehicles. And so what happens if EMP strikes, my car will run and so will my wife's while everybody else is stranded on the side of the road because they have computer parts that were fried by electromagnetic pulse. And see, they make them for your home, which I've installed, and they have them available. But to get some insight as to how the company got started and where it's headed and to basically, it's a wake-up call to America. Andrew Butchin, welcome to the Power Hour, sir.
Hey, sir. Thank you so much for having me on. EMP Shields, the name of our company. I'm the director of sales and marketing, and I am one of the owners as well. And the threat of EMP has been fairly well known to some people for quite some time. But unfortunately, it's not a very well-known fact for the majority of the population in the United States. And the reality is that this is not a science fiction like most people who have heard the term EMP. It's not science fiction. This is a reality. It's one of the most devastating weapons in our enemy's arsenals. Countries like China, Russia, North Korea are actively pursuing not only the innovation of these weapons from high-altitude nuclear EMP, but also the use of what's called super EMP weapons that are capable of four times the amount of energy created from a normal EMP. To give you an idea of how much energy we're discussing, a regular EMP is at 50,000 volts per square meter. 50,000. A super EMP is up to 200,000 volts per square meter. So this is an extreme amount of energy that will do exactly like you discussed, which means destroy modern-day vehicles. It is induced simultaneously into anything that's a conductor of electricity that serves as an antenna, and it will fry anything with microelectronics, anything with resistors, diodes, silicon arsenide, microprocessors. Those are all going to be destroyed. And, first, thanks so much for letting me be on the show because it allows us to raise the awareness about this threat. The government knows it's a threat. So our job is to make sure that the civilian population knows there's a threat and also understands that there is military-certified solutions out there to protect against this.
Well, there is, and Fox News just ran a story on North Korea threatening an EMP strike on America. And it's like, okay, how many people paid attention to that story? I know you did.
That's right.
The thing is that you have had some connection with the EMP committee in D.C., and you're heavily plugged into what is going on. What is EMP Shield's solution to this? I mean, obviously, you have a game plan. What is it? Americans want to know.
We absolutely do. Yeah, and so first and foremost, we are on multiple federal level and government committees for EMP. That's the power grid, resilience, cyber, you name it. We're a part of it. We are very trying to do our part, I guess is a good way to say it. As far as solutions, there's actually quite a few. It just depends on what you're looking to protect. Number one, we're a part of a Texas pilot program in Texas, in San Antonio, that is looking to basically protect a portion of the grid to serve as a test bed to then move on to the grid nationally. There is grid solutions for EMP. Unfortunately, the majority of our grid in the United States is not protected, and we are actively pushing to get that. There's actually law in place through executive order that says it's supposed to be in the process of getting protected, but unfortunately, that's not occurring at federal level. But now, for people who are listening, EMP Shield, that's you can go to empshield.com. We do have products available for everybody that to protect your vehicle, your home, your generator, your solar system. And these are all critical in things that you should protect, especially your vehicle, because it allows you to get from point A to point B, and it could be the difference between life and death. Most modern-day vehicles, as I mentioned, are going to be destroyed. And I do not envy anybody who has to walk 100 miles home in the middle of a snowstorm because they didn't have protection that they could have got. And it's always better to be prepared too early than it is too late, especially in an EMP. Now, for our protection, it's very important to understand that this is the world's first completely military-certified EMP protection, and it's been tested through the military certified testing facility, which is called Keystone Compliance. We've also just completed another round of testing with a company called Meditech, which is run and tested by Bill Radafsky. And for anybody who doesn't know that name, he was one of the senior leaders of the U.S. EMP Commission. So that testing will also be coming out here in about a month. We passed, and we wanted to do more to show people just how robust and how capable our technology is. And we thought, who better than the former senior member of the EMP Commission. So that's coming very shortly. And it's just something that if you're not aware of what EMP is, you really need to be, sir.
You do. And this is the thing, and we talked about this before, Andrew, is that E1 basically strikes all of the components, your cell phone, anything that is like simple electronics, your computers. E2 basically is what blows up those transformers that are connected to your house and your neighborhood. E3 goes after all the high voltage transmission lines and takes them out, and it all happens within a split second. So understand that all they have to do is launch one of these things 275 miles up in the atmosphere. All hell is going to break loose. We're trying to avoid that. Now, Andrew, you were saying before that you were involved with several counties in Kansas that actually have risen to the occasion. Could you go into detail on that?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. This is kind of a new endeavor for us. We've been working with the government for quite some time. We've been doing programs and we've been doing civilian sales. But one of the new things that there's a desire for counties across the United States to get protected. We actually already have two working on a third that the entire county is going to be getting outfitted with EMP Shield. And this is something that we're getting traction from people that weren't even aware we were doing it with other counties. And if you, any of the listeners, are from a county that you know would need EMP protection, we can outfit your county. We're already doing it. To me, it's an indicator that people are starting to wake up, whether it's sadly because it's occurring or good because it's raising awareness. But countries like China are doing hypersonic missile and weapons platforms. Russia is doing the same thing. They just recently launched 12. North Korea is beginning their planning, and as you saw in the Fox News article, clearly has intent to use nuclear weapons, whether through the use of high-altitude nuclear EMP or ground, explosions. There is a lot of threat out there, and the ability to have your county protected is incredible. And it's funny because this actually stemmed originally from the county here in Kansas that had EMP Shield on their water pumping station. And they just bought it because they wanted to protect it because, water pumping is very.
Okay. So our situation here is that you understand, and let's look at the logic of this whole thing, folks. What we're dealing with here, and this is something that, as I mentioned before, you have the United States, Russia, China, all saying that they're not going to have nuclear war. Well, here's the thing. When you have, and we're talking logic here, we're not talking conspiracy theory. If our United States government was serious about this, and they were at one time, they had a committee that actually studied this, in fact, multiple committees, some 30-odd reports have been issued on electromagnetic pulse. And when you're looking at stuff like this, and you look at the fact that they don't want mutual assured destruction, which is what you get in a nuclear missile strike. In other words, if they were to launch a nuke to multiple levels of what Hiroshima and Nagasaki were, now these were very, very small nukes compared to what we have in today's age, they would literally obliterate areas 300 miles in radius from the strike, from ground zero. We're talking about a way for a country to be able to take over America, to actually come in and launch something that puts us in the dark ages, to where everybody is trying to survive. People who are dependent on electricity to power their oxygen and life-saving devices no longer have electricity unless they have a backup generator that's protected. Many will die just because of that. Many in hospitals will die during surgery because there won't be any power, because if the hospital is not prepared and they don't have a shield or some sort of protection on their hospital grid, then they have no way, if they don't have a generator or backup, people are going to die on the table in the OR when it happens. And whether it happens at night, whether it happens in the day, it doesn't really matter. People are going to be confounded, and they're going to wonder, well, why doesn't my cell phone work? How come the microwave doesn't work? How come I can't see anything on TV? What's going on? You're going to be totally in the dark. You're not going to understand what's happening. This whole thing is one big, scary shift show. The Democrats cannot stop it. This is something that I don't think, and when you look at how the world views, the Biden administration and how weak that imbecile in the White House is, they go, ha-ha, we could take advantage. This is the time to strike. They're all arguing and fighting amongst themselves. What a great time to launch an EMP and put them all in the dark ages. So they go out and kill each other. Ha, 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 ha. You see, that's the kind of mentality that the Biden administration has left our enemies with. Now, you may think, oh, Dave, come on. You're nutty. That's just dumb. Why would our enemies do that? Well, because America is the wealthiest country in the world. That's a real problem. And when you get the tensions between North Korea and the United States growing the way they are, and you got the little fat man in there, and I'm talking about Kim Jong-un, and he's playing with these military weapons, the threat is only going to go so far before they actually commit the strike. And, I mean, they literally, if they don't have it to get from North Korea to here overhead of America, they have it. They'll put it on a container ship. They'll get it as close as they can and launch it overhead. And before the United States even knows and NORAD even knows what's going on, we're in the dark ages. Andrew, what's your take on all this?
Yes. So weapons technology and the application to get what you're trying to get from point A to point B has gotten significantly better. Whether it's concealing these weapons platforms on boats that are going across the ocean close to the United States, leveraging countries like Venezuela and others to get those weapons systems as close as possible, or the development of these new hypersonic weapons platforms. The threat is real. The capability to reach the United States is incredibly real. I'm not saying this to scare anybody, but they are actively pursuing all three of those methods at this point in time. And I wouldn't be surprised if there's other methods that we're not aware of, such as satellites being able to launch these things. We do have, and this is real, there's a North Korean satellite that goes over the United States twice a day. I hope it doesn't have that capability, but it could potentially, not to mention other countries that have these technologies in space potentially. And so they do have these capabilities. The thing that really concerns me is these hypersonic weapon systems, because they're getting so good. The Chinese weapon system that just recently happened this year that we've discovered actually released the payload. And so my assumption is that they were actually testing the use of these hypersonic platforms for EMP. So it's very real, Dave.
I understand that. And that's one of the reasons why people need to be looking at least protecting what's inside their home. And I realize that a lot of our listeners out there, and we've got over a million of them, a lot of our listeners out there, and you can call 844-769-2944 with your concerns about this. And I've been saying this on the show over and over again, that you need to keep EMP in the back of your mind, because this is one way that an enemy of this country, knowing how weak Biden is and the fact they won't do anything if attacked, Biden will be sitting there hiding in his bunker with a mask on. And so, you know, I don't see the United States responding in kind when this happens, because if an EMP goes down, the entire grid goes down. And what the country has done to this point is create places like the underground bunkers that they've turned into giant Faraday cages. And the Faraday cage is, that doesn't even come close to what you guys are doing in technology, does it?
It doesn't. And so this is something that we've been working with the federal government and with corporations as well to understand. And there's a solution to it. But, you know, a Faraday cage is effective when it's 100% sealed. The problem with things like this, like SCIFs, as an example, SCIF, for people listening, is somewhere where they keep sensitive and secret information inside of it. There's still lines going into the SCIF, and the line, which serves as an antenna, is going to still induce those freed electrons and bring that energy into those facilities. And so there's still a need for protection. EMP shield solves that problem 100%. You don't even need a Faraday cage around a building or around certain items, because it protects the entire electrical system and everything connected to it. As an example, we have a home EMP shield that connects directly to your home's breaker box. It protects 250 linear feet in both directions. That's the equivalent of about 10,000 square feet of a house. So it's protecting from the line and from the grid. It's also looking into the house to protect from that induction of freed electrons directly into the home's electrical system. They also directly go into devices, and we will pull the energy from the system faster than that energy can build the heat to damage those components.
No doubt.
This is all military tested. Yep.
It is. Yeah, all military-grade stuff. And Trudy in California, you have a question for Andrew Butchin.
Yes. Andrew, I would like you to comment, if you could please, on directed energy weapons and their use in the Twin Towers in 9/11, their use in the fires in Paradise, California, and the recent fires in Africa, and then the one in Colorado. Could you comment on that and distinguish what, you know, what it is and as compared to what you're talking about?
Yeah, absolutely, and that's a great topic. Thanks for bringing that up. So I can't confirm the use of energy weapons in those specific scenarios, but what I can confirm and let people know is that directed energy weapons are real. Dr. Plamondoinov, our physicist at EMP Shield, used to do directed energy weapons for the federal government. So they are very real. There is a myriad of different energy weapons available, and they can be incredibly damaging. They are also a more precise style of weapon. So when you're looking at high-altitude nuclear EMP, as an example, at around 300 miles, which is about the height of the International Space Station, that nuclear weapon's going to go off. At the ground, nobody's going to see it, and it's going to basically be responsible for the release of those freed electrons through ionization, which will blanket the entire United States, if this occurs over Kansas, the entire United States, the lower portion of Canada, and the upper portion of Mexico. So it is a very large-scale weapon. When it comes to energy weapons, like she's asked, they are pinpointed on very specific things. I mean, you can dial it into specific sizes, scopes, scales, and levels of energy and different types of energy. So that's a great question, and it's a good way for people to understand that that is also a real threat. And there's other style of the use of energy weapons as well, such as pulse injection, which could occur directly to the grid from somebody on the ground level as well. So great question.
Yep. Thanks for your call, Trudy. We appreciate it. And because of the fact we've only got a couple of minutes left, you are doing a test case down in the San Antonio area as far as protecting the entire grid or just parts of it?
No, so we're doing a, I don't know how much I can actually say about it, but we're doing a portion of grid down there with the DEMSO, team at Joint Base San Antonio. There's a lot of players involved in that. The pilot program is not just EMP protection, although it does serve as a large portion of it. It's also basically upgrading a grid to a more modern style of grid that's capable of being protected from all sorts of different things. So that is an ongoing project that we're a part of. It's good to know. I hope it's good for people to know that that is going on. It's kind of the first step to moving towards grid protection. But the best thing people can do right now for themselves when it comes to your preparedness plan is to get protection. And that's where EMP Shield comes in. In fact, there is a coupon. If people are, go to EMPshield.com and look and just learn. You don't have to buy anything. Go take a look. We have a library. If people decide that they want to purchase, use the coupon code TPH, stands for the Power Hour. And that's going to save you $50 per device. And there's also a sale going on right now, so you can combine the coupon with the sale, save you up to $100 per device. So it's a really good thing going. And that sale is going to end. But for those who are concerned and understand the threat of EMP, you really need to go to EMPshield.com and just learn. You don't have to purchase anything. Just go take a look, learn about EMP, and then when you realize that this is what you need, there is a discount for you. It's TPH you can use when you check out.
Well, we appreciate that, Andrew, and I have gone to the site, and I have downloaded every single PDF that you have of every single report in addition to the stuff that I've done. And ladies and gentlemen, this stuff happened ever since Starfish Prime. If you've never heard of that, Google Starfish Prime and read that, because this was an actual EMP test, and it actually knocked out some of the electrical systems in Hawaii when it was tested some 200-something miles away. Andrew Butchin, thank you so much from EMPShield.com for being on the show. Go check that out. We continue our conversation with Senator Bob Hall, who is a senator from Texas, on what Texas electric grids are like and what they're doing about it. Stay with us after the break as we continue our EMP discussion. Dave Krieger on the Power Hour.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com. Text Power Hour to 228-28. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, You know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Thirty-two minutes after the hour of 12 noon Thursday, January 6, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Welcome back. Here's the thing. We were talking in the last half hour with Andrew Butchen from EMP Shield, and you got to understand this. If the grid goes down, there is no second chance. And there are politicians that are really concerned about this. Elected officials, I should say, would probably be the more proper term here, because it's not just in Texas that we're looking at this. It's all over the country. In Kansas, they're looking. They had an EMP commission that was disbanded in 2018. And according to Texas Senator Bob Hall, who was on the line with us, the electric grid is one of the most important critical resources that the state of Texas maintains. And the thing is that I just don't feel, and I don't think Senator Hall does either, and he can agree to disagree, that people are paying much attention to this, and they need to be. Isn't that right, Senator?
No, you're absolutely right, Dave. It's something we take for granted. I will say that almost a year ago, when we had the winter storm here in Texas and we lost power just about throughout the entire state for extended periods of time, was one of the first times that people actually woke up to the fact of how important electricity is. I've been talking about the fact that electricity, I call it the third most important thing to sustaining life. Only air and water are more important, but actually it moved it up to number two, because during that storm, the people discovered they couldn't even get water without electricity. So electricity is life sustaining, I think we're going to rue the day that we have continued to just assume that electricity is always going to be there, because it has been, when it is of such strategic value to an enemy to take out our power grid. It would be as disastrous, if not more disastrous, than an actual nuclear attack.
I agree there. And the thing is, America is one of the, we're the wealthiest nation in the world. And why not, instead of just dropping a nuke in and destroying everything with radiation, hey, here's a great alternative. Let's just explode something 270 miles up in the atmosphere over Kansas and just take out the entire grid, let everybody kill each other, and then we'll just send our military in and take over. I mean, the enemy, especially with what's going on in Washington, D.C. right now, as weak as we look, our enemy has to be eyeballing this, don't you think?
Absolutely. There's no question about it. And there's no question about whether our enemies have that in their toolbox of weapons against us. We know beyond any doubt that they do. We learned from the Russians when the Soviet Union collapsed and several of the high-ranking Russian officials defected to the United States. Many of them came over here wanting to bring something with them to be worthwhile to the United States so we'd want to keep them. And they brought us operations plans in which the Russians, in collusion with the Chinese, had in their plans a preemptive EMP attack. as the way to take out the United States. And then we've had Iran. We have watched them practice launching a medium-range missile off the back of a cargo ship in the Indian Ocean. And we know that the one of the most vulnerable things we have is our coastline, where a similar missile to an SA-2 with one small nuclear weapon on it could easily be launched off the coast of Galveston, San Diego, Charleston, and get over Kansas, roughly Kansas. It didn't have to make Kansas. It'd be Nebraska, South Dakota, anywhere generally in the central part of the United States, 250 nautical miles up. One weapon, and it will take out 90% of our electricity from coast to coast.
That is a scary thought. That's right. Nobody's concerned. And that's the thing. We all go on about our daily lives and rely on electricity until we don't have it. And then all of a sudden, oh, what do we do now? Oh, gee, my refrigerator is not working. My food is spoiling. Oh, my God, what am I going to do? Oh, hey, I have a gun. I'll go to the neighbor's house and hold him up and take his food. You see, that's what we see happening. That's what the EMP Commission put in its report with Peter Vincent Pryde. I know, Senator Hall, you have read this. And see, Texas is a little bit different animal because its grid is contained entirely within its boundaries. Now, that means that you are in a very unique situation to protect Texas's grid, and you have a finite map with which to do so, correct?
That is correct. We get Texas as an independent grid. There are three grids. There's Eastern, there's the Western, and then there's Texas, which covers about 85 to 90% of our population. And it's all under Texas control. We could fix our problem here in Texas for a fraction of what we have wasted on solar and wind energy.
No doubt. And see, the thing is now where is this going? Let's just talk about Texas specifically for the moment, because we already know that the east and west grids are interconnected, and an EMP would just literally ripple within a matter of seconds through the entire nation. In Texas, what is the state doing as far as the legislature and or appropriations committees? I mean, where are they at in this? We're breaking up a little bit there. Gee, I hope we haven't had an EMP strike. I'm making light of this scenario, folks. We have Texas Senator Bob Hall on the phone here, and we're going to try to reconnect with him again. The question I'm positing here is that every single grid in the United States, aside from Texas, is interconnected. And so basically, it all goes down because of the high voltage transmission lines that would be affected by E3, which is the third stage of an EMP attack. So we have Senator Hall back. The electric grid in Texas, what's your legislature, appropriations committee, et cetera, what are they doing to push this forward in Texas?
Well, I've had a bill each of the four sessions I've been there. We managed to get it out of the Senate, voted out of the Senate all four times, but it has died in the House. And it got no support from our governor and no support from House leadership. The power companies have a tremendously high influence in Texas in the legislature, particularly in the House and in the governor's seat.
Well, you would think, Senator Hall, that the power companies would welcome preparation to keep them in business instead of manipulating everybody to just stay within the status quo.
You would think so, but I am absolutely convinced that our power companies are run by executives who are more concerned about their monthly paycheck and bonus than they are about what's doing right for the people of Texas. I can't come up with any other explanation, because it makes no sense at all. It's not something that would be that expensive. And it certainly would not have that much of an impact, and it absolutely would assure that they would operate in the event And it's not just the nuclear threat from the Iranians, the Chinese, the North Koreans, or whoever it is. There's the natural threat of a coronal mass ejection that is real. We have absolutely no control over, and that's a, you know, we call them sunspots. But we have had disastrous results from previous. In 1859, the event
that would be the Carrington event.
The Carrington event, yes, I was drawing a blank there. It wiped out our telegraph system from coast to coast and sent operators to the hospital, set railroad ties on fire, and curled railroad tracks like they were pretzels. Very high intense. We had another one of those. It would wipe our electrical grid out completely.
Well, the one thing that I do want to stress to our listeners who are tuning in our last half hour is that the EMP shield is designed to protect against coronal mass ejections and solar flares. So if one of these things were to occur, basically what this does, because they're all tied to ground in your electric panel, is it would shunt the overvoltage to ground in a billionth of a second. I know enough about this stuff because I've studied it, and it's always been on the forefront of my mind, and people look at me like, Dave, you're a conspiracy theorist again. No, I'm not. I have plenty of people like Senator Bob Hall from Texas that knows how real this stuff is. And we were just talking here a bit ago about North Korea. They've got three satellites up there, all with that kind of capability, do they not?
Absolutely. As far as we know, that's exactly why they're up there. We have monitored them, and there has never been any data. Satellites are generally put up to provide data or communication. There has been none from any of those satellites up there, which indicates that they're either were put up and they're complete duds and they're just a dead body roaming around, or they're up there waiting for their command to drop their nuclear weapon.
That is even a more scary thought. Our situation here with EMP, obviously, because of the ripple effect, we're looking at being back in the dark ages, and a lot of people probably are hearing this for the first time. But the thing is that this is the first time that we've had Senator Bob Hall from Texas on our show, and I want to bring him on a whole lot more than that. And if you've got questions about the grid, about EMP, about what the government is doing or not doing, 844-769-2944, I'm inviting you to get on this phone line right now if you really give a damn about America and get concerned, because this is one of the things that has to happen. We need to be prepared. And it's not all the commissions that have been out there. And I'm sure Senator Hall would agree with me. Every single EMP commission that we've had in the government, state and local, has all said it's a matter of when, not if.
Well, I think you'd be absolutely right about that, Dave. It is such an easy thing to do. This is not like an invasion, which would be very complicated, cost a lot of lives on the enemy's part, a lot of planning, and very difficult to implement without us knowing it was happening and being ready for it. This is something that happens with the push of a button. No additional personnel. If we did the cargo ship with a missile off the coast, you're talking about a less than a dozen people, one missile, one warhead, and one control system. And we are brought to our knees. So the risk on the attacker's side is minimal. And using a rogue group such as one out of the Middle East in order to hide who was actually behind it, it could be done without us even knowing what country it was that caused it to happen.
Well, you wouldn't know because the whole grid would be taken out. There'd be no way to blow back and find out what was going on. I mean, your systems, all your communication systems would be completely down. Bob in Missouri, you're on the phone with Senator Bob Hall from Texas. What's your question?
Oh, it's just a statement. If we knew that, like in World War II, the Japanese would come and bomb us, if we knew ahead of time, you let it happen, that's called treason. This is even worse because this will affect the whole country. And if this, you're a senator, right?
Correct.
Senator Bob Hall?
Right.
Senator, if you know this, does the rest of the government know this?
There have been report after report after report written on this at White House level. Briefings given to the Congress. The Congress knows about it. The entire Texas legislature knows about it because I've had at least four bills in the last 8 years on the subject. We've had conferences here. Yes, people know about it. There's no question about that.
Well, that's the security of this country, and it'd be gone in a second. And there's only one word to say about this. Our government has been taken over by a foreign power that hates this country. You know, no other country's going to do this. You know, did China, Israel, I know they hardened their things with our money. You know, they did it. We follow them in everything they want. So why don't you ever get up and ask these people, which I would do, I'd get in front of Congress right now and say, these are the facts. Now, what's your excuse?
Yeah, that's it, Bob. I appreciate that. That's a great question. Bob Hall, they don't really have one, do they?
No, they don't have an answer for it. They'll just pretend like it's put the head in the sand and pretend like, well, that's just another kook talking about something that's probably not going to happen. And unfortunately, the lobby from the power companies, they spend a lot of money convincing legislators to not do something about it.
Well, you've studied the grid per se, not just in Texas, but all around the country. I mean, you know how weak it is and how much of a breakdown, how easy it is just on its own to fail. I mean, we've seen this. You got rolling blackouts in California. I mean, you know that this infrastructure, and see, that's the one thing that bothers me too, is that this infrastructure bill they supposedly passed, EMP, is far removed from any of that expenditure. And so this is the thing. What have you come up with, some sort of a situation or solution, something that Americans can get involved in as far as what they need to do to push this idea forward to get more prepared than what we are now?
Well, the only thing that I can come up with is people are going to have to get the people putting the pressure on their elected officials in their states. We need more of it here in Texas, particularly on our House members and the governor's office. And that's where their focus needs to be on the fact that people want this, that they want the assurance that we are going to survive. They want the assurance that we're not going to experience what we call a snowbit from last year, the storm that almost wiped Texas out, to happen. And until the governor realizes that there are enough people out there that want this to happen, he's not going to do anything about it. And the same with the House members.
That's sad. But there are some people out there running for governor right now that are very much aware of this, aren't there?
Yes, there are. Absolutely.
Okay. Now, the situation is, and our federal government loves to hand out money, even though Texas doesn't need to depend on the federal government to take action. I mean, look what we're doing at the border. Texas is building a wall down there because their own government, federal government, won't do it. And so now we're looking at EMP, and I'm like, well, wait a minute. If they got money to hand out to people for tests and all this other garbage, well, what about some money devoted to electromagnetic pulse preparation? Is there any money out there that you're aware of that we could tap into?
No, it would have to be, there'd have to be an appropriation for it. But there's been plenty of money spent on green energy. If we just took a fraction of what's been spent on wind and solar, we could raise the hardness of our grid significantly.
No doubt. And I would certainly like to be a part of that because I'm a Texas resident. So knowing that the electric grid is independent of the rest of the country, I certainly would want to get actively involved in that and encourage us to do the same. Chad in North Carolina, you are on the phone with Senator Bob Hall.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I'm seeing what appears to me like a prepping going on as far as getting us ready for something that we don't want. And I don't know if the senator has noticed. I've noticed that here where I live in the middle of nowhere, all these the power companies put up all these bright blue neon street lights that Deborah Tavares referred to. It's like the power companies are somehow in on this to prevail people. And also, I don't know whether he's ever conferred with Joel Skousen, because he's written a lot lately about the nuclear threat.
Yeah, he had a book called Strategic Relocation. Go ahead, Senator.
Yeah, you know, I'm not familiar with him. There are plenty of people that are waking up around. They're writing books on the subject, from novels to facts and presentations. I just got two long presentations from a group on the East Coast that was working on it. And I know that one thing that's being done here in Texas, because we had a commander down at in San Antonio, at Joint Base San Antonio, who was very sensitive to this threat, was able to bring together the power company down there, CPS, the city of San Antonio, and Joint Base San Antonio, the military installation, with an effort to begin a hardness program that would protect the strategic assets of the base and for the community down there. There was a cooperative effort that's been going on between the two. And trying to come up with some pilot programs on some things to be done, because there are some smart inventors out there that have come up with some fixes that are very practical and reasonable in cost. It's just a matter of getting them done.
And hopefully, Chad, we're going to be able to pair the Texas legislature and the committees that are in charge of this, which I'm sure, Senator Hall, you are directly plugged into this scenario. Trudy in California, you are on the phone with Senator Bob Hall from Texas.
Thank you, Senator Hall, for sticking your neck out for the United States of America. I do have a question for you. The United States, does it have its military force, which is the greatest in the world, does it have this EMP capability, and are they using it on other countries, or have they used it on other countries already?
I don't know where we have. I don't believe we have used it. I know that when we were going to go into Baghdad, the military asked permission to use EMP as a precursor to the attack, and was turned down because they felt it was it would be inhumane attack on the civilian population, because the power would be lost to everyone, not just the military, the civilians. And so the general's request for that was denied, which to me would indicate we definitely have weapons.
Who was it denied by?
That would have been the White House. The White House controlled they controlled that war from beginning to end.
So the White House...
That would have been the Bush administration, Trudy.
Bush.
All right.
Yeah.
So the United States also has this capability.
Yes.
Well, we tested Starfish Prime back in the 60s on the Johnston Atoll west of Hawaii, and took out some of Hawaii's power grid in that test. And that was back in the 60s. Like I said, again, you can go to Starfish Prime and Google that and find out. And we thank you so much, Trudy, for your call. This is just it's not an insane situation, folks. This is not insurmountable. And the thing is that these EMP shields for your home and your car and your solar system, these are less than $400 a piece. And so, you know, for that kind of thing, and I know the elderly on fixed incomes are thinking to themselves, how am I going to do this? This is one of the reasons why we offered the coupon with the code TPH for the power hour. I have it on my houses. I have it in my vehicle. Every house I build, because I'm into Steel Sips housing, I put one of these on the panel. And this little EMP shield is not much bigger than a Game Boy, and it mounts on the wall, and it fits right in the first two 20-amp breakers of your electric panel. And once it's connected, it protects every single thing plugged into an outlet, a socket, an appliance, whatever's wired into that panel, it protects. And it shunts any overvoltage to ground in a billionth of a second, so it doesn't destroy everything in your home. Now, this is just one example of how we can, you know, look at it this way. Let's take your local police department, for example. There are people in Kansas that have done this. And police departments have done this. They put a EMP shield on their generator on the battery, which protects it. And then they put an EMP shield on the cop's radio, and they put an EMP shield on the battery of the police car. So now the antenna at the dispatch is protected. The generator, the backup generator is protected. And now you have a way for the dispatch to communicate with the police car, who can still drive around and keep the peace. And see, this is something that I don't think Americans, Bob Hall, have really paid much attention to. What would happen if all of a sudden we were in the dark and all on even footing? No access to bank accounts, nothing.
No, nobody's really given a serious thought to that, to do something about it, to protect, to stop it from happening. And until they overcome the influence of power companies that stand in the way of doing it, it's not going to happen.
Well, and we appreciate your coming on the show today, Bob Hall, Senator from Texas. We are out of time, but I'm going to have you back on here again, as I have a feeling that people are going to start making phone calls and prodding our legislative bodies to get active in this thing, because you think January 6th is a problem and the November elections are a problem. This is an even bigger problem that affects all of us, not just Democrats or Republicans. We're all going to be on even footing when this happens. And so thank you so much for being on the show. And folks, like I said, we devoted this to EMP for a reason, because we want to educate and inform and protect. In the meantime, God bless you, and God bless the United States of America.
All heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.